Is it time to up your social media game? Then you need to talk to Kate and Ave Communications, a social media agency located right here in Edmonton, specializing in all things social media, from quality storytelling, content creation, and strategic social media management. So stop doing social media off the side of your desk. Contact Kate and Ave at kateandave.com and give them a follow on Instagram at kateandavecomms, C-O-M-M-S, for great social media content, tips, and tricks. Hello and welcome to The Bits. This is Paulina.
Hey, this is Claire, and we are without Quinn again today.
Yeah, I mean, she's a busy gal,
but she's busy.
We miss having her on here. It's been 2 weeks, but yeah, we miss having her on here. But she has a good reason. She is après skiing probably right now in Jasper.
She is either having a nice crisp stout in the Emerald Lounge at the Jasper Park Lodge right now,
Damn.
Which is a dream, or she is hot tubbing. I'm not sure which one, but she's doing one of those things.
Quinn can't hot tub. She's overheating in her regular life. There's no way.
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine her in a hot tub. I bet she hates them.
That is such a good call. You just look over and she's just sweating buckets in the hot tub.
I feel like she hates a hot tub. I also like run warm like Quinn. Maybe not.
Nobody runs that warm.
No, maybe not to like that extent, but I also like hot tubs in theory, and then in practice I'm like, I'm in there for 2 minutes and I'm like, okay, now what? I'm just really hot. Like, what? I'm not having a good time really anymore.
Yeah. Not a big bath guy then?
No. Mm-mm.
Hate a bath? Not a bath.
I don't hate a bath, but I don't love a bath. It's just like, it's too hot and I overheat and then I'm not having fun. The only time like that I'm having a really good time in a hot tub for an extended period of time is if we're like passing around the fireball.
Yeah.
Toothpicks there. Yeah.
I'm into private hot tubs and I'm into Fairmont Hotel hot tubs. I'm not into all hot tubs. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. That's the other thing that I also... Yeah, that's a good point. I also really dislike like a community hot tub. Like,
yeah, like if you can touch someone else's shoulder in the tub,
yeah,
that isn't your close friend, I'm not interested in that.
And it's like, how many snot rockets are in here from like all the children running around? Yeah.
Oh, it's not the kids, it's the old dudes.
You're right. It's old dudes and kids, but yeah, you're right. Old dudes have like no etiquette.
They give zero fucks.
They've forgotten how to exist. They have forgotten how to exist in public.
Oh God, that was super off topic, but that's okay. That's how we roll.
We're jealous that she's in Jasper, basically. It sounds really nice. And we're romanticizing it with all the snot rockets and all. So, but we have lots to talk about. Big week. Four Nations final, but we'll get into that. But let's quickly talk about the PWHL experience on the weekend. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was really special. I have to say, the lead up to it, I think Edmonton did such a good job of welcoming the PWHL. We were lucky. The Bits was invited to a PWHL I Love Hockey or Yug Loves Hockey breakfast. That Quinn was emceeing. It was just all good vibes around the event, and just
you could feel the excitement in the city with everyone just even gearing up for the event on Sunday, which is great.
Yeah, and then like 17,500 plus fans showed up. It was really cool. We went early to see the warm-up. And if you listen to our last episode with Julia Gosling, she said that if my son brought a poster that she would throw him a puck, which he did. He made one and we headed down there early and we could not get up to the glass. It was
packed.
Packed,
hey? Yeah.
It was packed with signs. I've been early for Oilers skates. It's never looked like that. That was very cool.
They had sign making like stations at the arena. I've never seen that before. Yeah.
So this is a PWHL thing that they do. And my friend who works with the team said she wasn't sure if that was the case for the travel takeover tour because of just volume and everything. But when they're in Toronto, at least, that's something that they offer. So, yeah, I guess it is like part of the culture and what they're offering. And these were not all stadium made; these were homemade. So that was
Yeah.
really cool to see. Like that, it was really busy down there.
Yeah, that it was awesome. There were a lot of young girls like with their hockey teams and wearing their local like hockey team's jersey that they play on. So that was super cool and like what an exciting day for them. You could just like feel I felt like the girlhood was strong in the arena for
Yeah,
sure.
definitely. Yeah, we called it an interview. I think we nailed the interview. We had a huge fan presence, lots of cheering, lots of support from media and the community. You saw the Oilers there. Your sweet guy
My stew
Skinner
guy,
was
my
there.
stewy guy. Yeah.
Nurse Perry, they were there. Yeah, I don't know. I think Edmonton showed up. I
Edmonton
mean,
definitely showed up.
we have
I don't.
all,
Sorry,
sorry.
go ahead.
We have all the pieces of that puzzle, I think, to make a strong claim on that. However, if you look at it objectively, it's going to be a Canadian team and a US team that they add, right? So then do they add two in the West or two in the East? And so I think that will be interesting to see if they do the two in the West. Obviously, that makes challenging or makes travel more challenging. But then they can potentially split it off into two different conferences
Yeah, maybe
or
it's too
divisions.
soon for those Western teams.
I wonder because it's a relatively like it's a jam-packed season. It's like
Yeah.
30-ish games, right? So they're doing a ton of travel in that time already. It's short, it's condensed. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see. I have a friend in the PWHL and she thought maybe they'd keep it out east to start, but also said, you know, I mean, she has no insight on that. That was just
Yeah.
her own gut. But she said like she would love to see something come out west too because of the support they've seen from
Oh
Colorado
yeah.
to Alberta
And
and BC.
the West, clearly the appetite is there in the West to get one. I think if like there's a Canadian team, I think it'll still be tough to get one before Vancouver gets one, if I'm being completely honest. I mean, yes, we sold out a 17,000, person arena. I like, are we gonna sell out 17,000 every PWHL game? Like, realistically, I don't know. Probably not. But and Vancouver, I think just knowing, like, living in Vancouver, the fandom for women's sports is so strong. Like it is really, it's always been there. And I think it's great that, Edmonton like brought out all the families. Like how amazing for like these young kids to see, especially like these young girls to see that there is like people that they can look up to in the PWHL. Like there is a path for them. Like that's very cool. I don't like with Vancouver, it's not just the kids though. It's, there's a big adult fan base. And
That's true.
I saw videos and like they brought it. So as much as I like to rag on Vancouver for not being a hockey town, in terms of like the NHL and the Canucks, and I think that they're like fair weather fans, when it comes to women's sports, Vancouver is very much there, right
They
there.
just need hockey they can cheer for.
That there you go. Yeah.
But you know, just to clarify, the one point is that on average, they're looking like on average this season, I believe it's in and around the 7,500 mark for
Yeah.
ticket
Yeah.
sales per game, which I think their goal was like half that or less than half that for this season. So already they're way up, and of course these games help a ton. But I think, yeah, I agree. Like even at 7,500, say 10,000 or less per game in a 30-ish game season, that's a lot. It's a
Yeah.
big ask,
Oh, for
and you need
sure.
the market for it.
Definitely. Yep. Either way, really, really awesome turnout and a lot of excitement over the weekend. So I
Oh,
loved
yeah.
it. Yeah.
And it was really cool to see our Bits girls out on the ice. We got to see Danielle Sadakny, Steph
Yeah.
Markowski, Julia Gosling. She got a goal.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was so excited when I saw that she scored.
Yeah, it was great. And I got to say hi to her after the game. It was really special. It was
Toronto
an awesome day.
Scepters ended up taking it. I really didn't think that that's where it was going, based on like how especially the first period went
Oh
in
yeah, it
the
was all Ottawa Charge in the
Ottawa Charge
first period.
dominated in like early on in the game, and I was like, they've got
Yeah.
this in the bag.
And then yeah,
And
Toronto
then
just woke up offensively.
came back to win it. So yeah, it was
Yep.
exciting.
You know, one thing I noticed was how many penalties there were. There were so many penalties.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to know how many. It had to be over a dozen.
Felt like a lot.
A lot. And for things like you can check in this league, it is a physical, fast league. But there were a few calls that I was like, how is that roughing? Like, if you're going to allow checking, there's going to be a little like pushing and shoving. Like, yeah, there's just a few. It was all learning though, too, because I've never obviously been to a game. I've watched a bit, but not a lot. And so that part of it was cool. I like the rules. I like that
Yeah.
jailbreak rule. Yeah,
Yep.
it's all really interesting. So it was fun.
You
It
want to
was fun to
explain the
watch.
jailbreak rule?
Okay, so the jailbreak rule is when a player in the penalty box is freed if your team scores shorthanded during a penalty, which does not happen in the NHL. If you score shorthanded, your player is still in the box. You're still down.
Right.
And then they have that no escape rule, I believe it's called, where that's new this season, where you can't line change when your team is called for a penalty. So
Yeah.
before the whistle, you cannot get a line change in, just like an icing. So these players could be totally gassed and
No
then they're
kidding.
stuck on until the next face-off before they can get a line change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways,
I like
very
it.
physical. It was super fun to watch. I enjoyed every minute of it. I saw and heard from a lot of friends that there were tears. There were a lot of like emotionally charged fans because it was just, I don't know, there was just something so special about it. It was very, very positive. First ever takeover tour series, and that we got to be a part of it. First ever season with jerseys, with or I shouldn't say with jerseys, with logos and
Like
team names.
logos, team names, like they're
Yes.
official, it's happening. And I just
Yeah.
think like to get a chance to go is very historic in
Yeah.
the
Very
early
special.
years.
And
Yeah.
like incredible athletes, like these, the travel that they're doing, like not
Yeah.
without their challenges with the weather. It's been an
Oh
absolute
God.
deep freeze in Edmonton. Toronto's been having tons of snow. So,
Let's talk about Four Nations.
okay, first, we cannot talk about the Four Nations without talking about like Beavis and Butthead, aka the Goonies, aka the Kachuk brothers, and their.
The Goonies being like the monster in the Goonies, and then
Yeah.
like that little kid on his
His
shoulder. Like I
buddy.
saw
Yeah.
someone post something about that, like this is the Kachuk brothers, and I was like, oh my God, Dad, like that is literally the Kachuk brothers. Every time I see them, I hear like banjos playing in my head, like the theme of Deliverance.
They just listen. They are incredibly talented, no doubt. However, that game on Saturday night, Canada versus US, there were three fights in 9 seconds.
Which, okay, cinema. Like I was sitting here. Like yelling at my screen, like, what is going on? Like, what is going on? This is
Was
crazy.
incredible.
Like, it was so fun from like an audience perspective, but it's like these two shits like
Yeah.
go in and
Well,
start fights with, by the way, it needs to be said, like the two smallest players on the team. Like Kachuk and Kachuk go after like two small guys, which is such a Kachuk thing to do. Like, oh, he's not turtling, but yeah, of course he's gonna go after like the young, like small guys.
yes and no. I mean, I think that JT Miller fight was something like,
That, okay, yes.
yeah, but But yeah, like it or not, it was totally electric. Everyone's losing their minds. It was really cool to see. I think the thing that I find like kind of ironic and hilarious is that they are both now injured. They went around absolutely like swinging
Oh
and
yeah.
for the entire tournament so far, just like throwing their weight around, seemingly quite arrogant. And now
Not seemingly, definitely quite arrogant.
they're
Yeah.
both injured. We'll see if they come back for like Thursday's final.
I mean, Kachuk will play. Kachuk Senior of the two.
Brady. Yeah, I mean, we don't know what's wrong, right? We can.
Brady left the game in Sweden injured.
Yeah, and I think fair enough. They're not going to play either of them when they've already clinched a playoff spot or
Yeah.
a spot in the final, which is why you didn't see several players. And why would they, right? Why would they bring Brady back? Why would they bring Matthew back when they've got a spot in the
Yeah,
final already?
exactly.
So it'll be interesting to see. But we know McAvoy is out, Quinn Hughes coming to play for the US, which is very likely.
Yep.
I don't think it's official yet because they were saying McAvoy was kind of to be determined, but then they had reported that he was in hospital. So something's going on there, and Quinn Hughes has been activated in some regard in that he's traveling.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be, I mean, Team Canada, that finish with Sidney Crosby, he absolutely lays out a massive hit in the middle of the ice, then has the hand-eye coordination and wherewithal to grab the puck, throw it to himself on his stick, and just bat it down the ice.
Yeah.
It was just,
Captain Canada.
oh, he is just incredible. And just the way the coach talks about him and everybody talks about him. I don't know if you saw the Canadian coach talking about him saying, you know, when you have your hero
Yeah.
and this idea of what they're like, he's like, he is that guy. He is who you hope your hero is when you get to meet them. He is so humble. He is so gracious and just an absolute beauty of a human being. And I hope this just continues into the final and that they just take that high road, that classy road and finesse and grit and all of it, and they just tie it all into a beautiful bow in Boston on Thursday night.
I agree. I'm not surprised to hear that about Sidney Crosby. He just seems like the stand-up player that everyone thinks he is, right?
Yeah.
And what a perfect captain for Team Canada, honestly. I just feel like there is such, and I know we're Canadians, but there is such like a battle between good and evil with like us versus the US. And it's, I mean, look at who, like we've got like Sidney Crosby and these just like wholesome, even like Marchand, like it's so weird like cheering for him, right? But like these just
Very
like
weird.
wholesome, like good guys, like that are, I don't know. And then you've got like the inbred brothers like on the US, and it's just like, God, I'm so glad I don't have to cheer for them. But I was wondering, like, how do Flames fans feel about this? Like, for real though, because Flames fans refused to cheer for the Oilers in the Stanley Cup final. They were actively cheering for Florida. Like, they're like, and the inbred prince who formerly played for Calgary Flames, who they still hold on this pedestal despite the fact that he does not actually has no loyalty to them whatsoever, but they still hold him on this pedestal, right? And they were all like, I know lots of Flames fans who were cheering for Florida, which is like, ew, who cheers for Florida? But whatever, it's the Oilers, I get it. So now they have to cheer against. So now, like now they have to cheer for McDavid, who is like the face of the Oilers, and against Kachuk. Like I mean, I wouldn't put it
Well,
past them to still cheer for the US and to cheer for Kachuk.
okay, well, I'm gonna be devil's advocate here. There are a couple Florida Panthers players playing for Team Canada. So there's that. If they are Florida Panther fans, despite us, they've got Sam Bennett, Sam Reinhart to cheer for. And then there's several Calgarians on the roster as well. We've got Braden Point, who
Okay.
plays for Tampa Bay. He's born in Calgary. Cale Makar is from Calgary.
Oh my God, I always forget Cale Makar is from Calgary.
And Josh Morrissey as well. And so I think, I mean, it would be anti-Canadian not to cheer for this Canada team. How could you? I mean, you don't have to cheer for Connor McDavid. I don't care what team you cheer for. You have to cheer for Sidney Crosby.
Who like nobody dislikes Sidney Crosby. Like in terms
Nobody
of
like
like
nobody.
yeah, in terms of like fan bases, no one's like, oh, like I hate that guy because he plays for Pittsburgh. Like, no, you just don't hear that. There
Yeah.
is no bitterness. I
And
can see what if now that you've raised the point of there are Calgary players on the team, fair point. I don't think Calgary fans, like Flames fans, care about other Florida players being on Team Canada. I think
Yeah.
it's that one specific Florida player that they really like.
Yeah.
So that I was like, no, but the Canada having Calgary hometown boys, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, and also like Nova Scotia is has good representation, and I feel like everybody loves Nova Scotia too, no matter where you're
Yeah.
from, especially in Alberta, there's like a huge East
Yeah,
Coast
that's true.
contingency. So, you know, you've got obviously Sidney Crosby. Who else is from out there? You've got Nathan MacKinnon, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cole Harbour. Anyway, so yeah, I think there's lots to cheer for that isn't Connor McDavid, but I will say I'm absolutely cheering for Connor McDavid. He has been a star
Course.
in every
Yeah.
game, I believe,
Yeah.
so far. Like one of the three stars. Just looking absolutely glorious when he's on the ice. He's so fast,
So
and he's
fast.
he does that thing where he just like decides to, yeah, I'm gonna just go get a goal, and just flips it into high gear, and it's unreal to watch. He's just unbeatable. It's awesome. What do you think's gonna happen on Thursday night?
I'm nervous, honestly. I don't know. I think having Makar back provides comfort
Yeah, oh,
for
for
sure.
sure. For sure.
I think Binnington is a little inconsistent.
Oh God, he looked good though until all of a sudden he didn't. They
I
made it a little
know.
close
That
in
was
that
I was like
Finland game.
that could have been embarrassing. Like
Yeah, that could have
that
been bad.
was big
Every
yikes there,
Oilers
Ben.
fan everywhere was like, "Oh no, this is
Trauma
where we lose
response
it."
triggered. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny like watching you as an Oilers fan, you're like you have to remind yourself like, "Oh, I'm not watching the Oilers, like this should be fine." But then things like that happen and you're like, "Oh, I'm triggered
Yeah.
instantly."
And actually Aiden Hill's from Calgary too, although he hasn't had a start yet. I
Yeah,
don't. Has he?
he hasn't.
No. So I mean Binnington has been looking really good, like for the most part, for sure. He looked
Yeah.
incredible. I was ready to trade Skinner for him in the first two periods
I
of
know you were. Yeah. And
that
then I was
game.
like, I don't know if do we want him? Like it seems like it would be a bit of a lateral move almost, but some of the same problems, but I don't know. I feel somewhat optimistic. I feel optimistic in that, like, I just feel like Canada should win. It feels like
We need the W emotionally, maybe right now, with everything that's going on.
there's so much to unpack with this
Yeah.
face-off. Like, it's not just a game anymore. Like, it's like political, right? And I just feel like we need a win for like the good guys. And it also felt like going into this whole thing, like Canada was should have been like the team to beat, right?
For sure.
But then like, then we end up like not first in the standings or whatever, and then you get a little nervous because they lose that first one against the US, which hurts.
You know what?
So I
We're
don't
getting
know.
better every game, and that's usually a good sign. Whereas the US, I
Yeah.
don't think, can say the same.
Maybe they're running out of momentum a little bit.
One of the things that you mentioned earlier about who to cheer for, one of the things I'm finding, like just going back to that for a second, finding hard to process are these pictures of Drew Doughty and McDavid
Oh
being
my
chummy,
God.
or
Oh my
Brad
God.
Marchand sitting next to
Yeah.
McDavid, which is like, God, I don't know how to feel about this.
Doughty and McDavid, that what yeah, that one photo where they're just like
Oh.
arms around each other, like celebrating. I'm like, well, that is very weird.
It is very weird.
And
And
it's not long, like this isn't like a long enough like process. Like I feel like Four Nations goes by so quick. I don't know that it's like there's not enough time to really adjust to it. Like I'm still not used to it.
Yeah, it's like you're just thrown into it. It's like
Yeah.
if you had, I don't know, a friend couple in your group and then they broke up and the one friend started dating someone else in the group and you're just like, okay, I have to be good with this now, but this
Yeah.
is very hard to
I have to be
process.
good with this now. Yeah, I talked so much shit
Yeah.
about that guy, and now I have to like him and be cool with this. Yeah, that's
Oh,
what it
man.
is. That's what it is. Can we talk about booing the anthem for a second?
Yeah.
Speaking of
How do
like
you feel about
the
that?
political side of all of this, I am not against it. I mean, I booing makes me kind of uncomfortable just in general, and I can understand the argument that it's like in poor taste, it's not really good etiquette. But do you know how, like, if Canadians are booing your anthem, like you
Something's
gotta
wrong.
look at what's going on in your country, you know? I
But I
mean, you
will say
can't
though.
say like America can't be like, and by America I mean like their president, but there are a lot of people who love to jump on that bandwagon of, oh, we're going to make Canada the 51st state. So if your president is saying we're going to make Canada the 51st state and threatening to annex their friendly neighbors up north for no reason really at all, and then you expect Canadians to just not
Roll over.
be upset about that, like that is what it is about. It's not, we're not booing the players. We're not booing like everyone in America, but it is a stance against what has been going on in the world.
Yeah, it is a complaint in the comment box, that's for sure. And but like, okay. Of all places, of course Montreal is going to boo the anthem.
Yeah.
Like, if that was in Edmonton, do you think that would happen? I'm not totally sure. I don't know that it would.
I'm not
But you,
100% sure it would either.
but I am not at all surprised that it's happening in Montreal,
Yeah.
for what it's worth. I mean, listen, I get it too.
Montreal, Quebec, who threatens to leave all the time, by the way, but don't threaten to annex us.
We love
Yeah.
them anyways.
We do. We do.
They can't get rid of us.
They can't. We're just a dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
I don't know
I
if
mean,
we've
I don't like it. I don't like, but I dislike the reason behind it way more, and it's, I get it.
I think it's, yeah, it's, I don't, yeah, I don't love it. It's not my favorite, but I do kind of understand. Like, I do get it. And it's so much more than just, booing an anthem at a game.
So, speaking of which, with the final being in Boston, do you think, because I know what I think, do you think that the Americans will boo the Canadian anthem?
Yes. Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, for sure they will.
And that's
You
where
could hear
they're,
it a
that's
bit
where
in the
the
Finland
disconnect.
game. Like there were, because it was in Boston. Obviously, there are Americans there, not just like Finnish and Canadian people. So you could hear bits of booing.
Oof.
So yeah, of course, when there's going to be more American fans in the arena, they're annoyed. They're annoyed that Canada's booing. Like, America is like the most patriotic place on earth, right? Like, they don't like people booing their anthem. So yeah, of course they're gonna boo us back. But you know what? Good old fashioned boo off. Like, let's fucking go, I guess.
You've experienced a boo off before?
A good old fashioned boo off. One of those, tale as old as time. No, this will be the first of its kind, maybe.
I might just start booing things I don't like.
I do like booing things. It's very cathartic.
I might start doing that. I'm gonna try it around my house and see how she goes.
Yeah, I think there's gonna be a lot of booing, like just in general. for the first couple minutes of the game. I don't know if we're gonna get like three fights because I think these idiots need to stay healthy for the remainder of the game.
Yep.
But that was, yeah, I'm still not over that
I mean,
actually.
it also worked out in our favor, I think, for all the guys that ended up sitting in the box. It worked out in our favor, but it was exciting. It was like nothing any of us have ever seen outside of like
Like a
what is that?
movie.
Ho yeah, like a hockey movie.
I was like, what is happening? This is crazy. I couldn't believe it. It felt like I was watching a movie. Especially just like the whole setup, like the way they were like initiating the fighting. I was like, is this real life? Am I watching real life right now?
I saw Biz ask Drew Doughty if he would have a go with Kachuk if he came for him. And I believe Doughty said, I would do anything for my country.
There you go.
So,
All right.
I'm just stressed out thinking about it.
I'm very stressed. Like there was a part of me, a very small part that was like consider just like not even watching on Thursday because like I don't know if I can handle the loss.
You know what you need to do is like watch near a window and watch in the reflection, not looking directly at the TV helps. So we need to ask the biddies out there what your game stress coping mechanisms are.
Yeah, I'm like usually just pacing around.
Yeah, or you're going to be on your phone. I know you're going to be like
Yeah,
doom
scrolling,
scrolling.
doom
Yep.
scrolling.
And like
Yeah.
looking up and listening, but like not
Like,
fully
I
paying
need somebody on
attention.
Twitter to tell me that this is actually going to be okay. Like, I'm always
Yeah.
like looking for somebody to be like, you know what? Canada's going to win. And I just need somebody to be like, tell me what's going
Oh
to
my
happen. I need to
gosh.
know the ending. I'm too stressed.
So I guess we'll find out on Thursday, but I'll be curious to see, like to your point, they're not going to come out swinging in the same way that they did this last matchup. Will the Kachuk factor be a benefit or a liability? Are they going to get some penalties and like maybe Team Canada is just going to be like, you know what? No, we're not getting sucked into this.
I hope so. I think at the end of the day, like Kachuk is still,
Kachuk's going to Kachuk.
he's gonna Kachuk, and he is a benefit to his team. Yeah, it's obviously that it's benefits them to have him out there being a rat. So,
Ugh. Okay,
all
well, let's
right.
see. I hope Marchand like really gets in their
Yeah,
face.
I want Marchand to
Speaking of
start.
rats.
Yeah, I want Marchand to start doing what he does best,
Yeah. Go
pesting.
lick someone's face.
Yeah, I need the pest.
Something came up earlier last week. We were talking all PWHL, so we didn't talk about it on the bits, but we've had some discussions about pregame fits. Specifically, our dear Connor McDavid. What are you thinking? What's going on there?
I mean, I love the pregame fits. Like I don't know. Obviously it's not really for me, but I
It
just
is for
something,
absolutely, it's for you.
I
It's for
guess
everyone.
it's for everyone. But there's something about like these guys in these like these suits, and sometimes they're just looking so fresh, and I love to, comment on a great fit, on a great game day fit. Like Skinner, he's a fan of like the toque with like a very well-fitted suit, and the man
You
can
love that.
he can wear a suit. Like, what can I say? It's always very well tailored.
I think for
But
you, it's like man or woman in a beanie, you're into it.
maybe, I don't
You
know.
love a person, a good-looking person in a beanie.
I guess I love to wear a beanie, so maybe that's part of it. But like McDavid, and he is a star, and he has no shortage of money
Or fashion in
or
the
fashion.
sense
He's
that
got
his,
Lauren Kyle as his
yep.
wife, and it's not usually a hit for me. Like, it's always a little, he always looks a little disheveled.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the material of his pants.
Yeah, the
It's
material
almost
of the
like a
suit or something doesn't seem very like.
very lightweight. Maybe he's like Quinn and he sweats a lot.
Maybe he's
Maybe he
wearing
needs a
linen
linen.
suits. Linen suits. I just like I saw like the Four Nations had their game day fits the other day, and I thought a lot of the guys looked really good. There was a guy who was wearing, I can't remember which one it was, wearing the toque, wearing the beanie and the suit. And I thought all the guys looked really good. And then McDavid has this kind of like beige suit and like a patterned button up. And it again looks a
Was he wearing
little
his shoes
crumpled.
with the buckles on it?
I didn't even notice the shoes. I didn't even
He
get down
loves
there.
a shoe with a buckle.
But he also
Listen.
is very superstitious, so maybe that is part of why. Like maybe he has to wear the buckle shoes like every game or something. I don't know. But I was just like, this is a little bit more, this is less star NHL, like star athlete in the NHL fit, and
Right.
a little bit more like car salesman.
Ooh.
I know. I hate to say it. It's not always, it's just sometimes. And I just feel like you're McDavid, like, and you're
Yeah.
married to Lauren McDavid. How,
Yeah.
like, you should have this on lock.
Yeah, because he always looks very put together and you can tell that it's curated, but I would agree. To me, it's the fit.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like I think a bit of the disheveled comes from the fit of and so I
Probably. I think
wonder
that's
who is
why.
the tailor? Who is
Yeah.
the tailor involved in making these fit? Because, yeah, maybe it's on him or her, the tailor.
Geppetto from Pinocchio.
Maybe
Actually,
it's
I don't even think
Taylor.
he's a tailor. I think he's a shoe cobbler, which actually makes sense. Maybe his tailor is a shoe cobbler, and that's why
Maybe
we're in this mess.
it's Taylor is playing the long game. I've always thought he looks quite like old. He looks like he's wearing older
Yeah,
man suits.
yeah,
Like
yeah.
maybe as Taylor is making him suits that will he'll look good in when he's like 65.
Maybe it's a family, like, oh, it's Uncle Sal who's been, our tailor for generations. And Sal is like 100 years old and just doesn't really have it anymore.
Either way, the pants are getting hung up on the thighs and they are not making it all the way down the leg, and something is going on with those suits and the fit, I have to say. I don't disagree with you on that.
Yeah. I don't know. I would like our mans to look his best
Yeah.
on these game days, 'cause he's fucking McDavid, right? Like, come on.
Come on. Come on, Sal.
Come on, Uncle Sal. Don't do us like this. It's time to retire. Pass on the business.
The fact that they wear suits, I mean, do you like? I mean, they're going from heated garage, heated driveway to heated garage. They probably don't even wear a jacket. I'm just thinking, like, they come out, all those pictures that are like them with bare ankles and no jackets, and it's minus a billion in Edmonton.
Yeah.
It's a deep freeze. I am ready to thaw. This is too much cold for too long. Anyone in Edmonton, I'm sure, can agree. We are starting to feel a little cooped up. If you have children or animals, what the fuck? Bring on some warmer weather.
I need, like, what is going on in this city that we don't have any options for, like, indoor parks for dogs, unless it's like a doggy daycare that you need to have a membership to. Like, there should be like some sort of indoor thing where you can just like let a dog run around and hang out with other dogs, like an indoor like
Club.
soccer field. I don't
I've
know.
heard about this. I've heard about this. They exist in Calgary, and you buy like a membership, and it's like an indoor activity center for dogs.
Okay. Well, even indoor activity center, that's it, like we don't even have that. Like all of the things that come up when you look this up are like doggy daycares. Like it's a
So yeah,
daycare. It's
you've been
not the
looking.
same. It's not the same. So I need like if anyone out there knows it's freezing out there. I don't want to be outside walking. My dog thinks she wants to be outside walking until we are walking, and she doesn't like it very much. I need some better options here. She's getting chunky.
I think that we need to, if there isn't one available, Paulina, I think we should put a business plan together, and see if we can't get some
People
investors
need
because
it.
I
It
think,
just
yeah,
amazes me that in Alberta, like, that's not
you
an
put a little
option.
pub next door with
Yep.
plexiglass that looks directly in. Come
Yeah.
on.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you're just trying to get that pub in there wherever you can.
I want a pup.
Start, I
Yep,
know you
I
do.
do.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just shocked that we don't that we, this need has not been fulfilled yet in a winter city like this.
It was
But
-33 on my way into work this morning without wind chill.
yeah, not liking it. Not loving it. I'm
Yeah.
over it.
Okay, well, let's hope Thursday night's matchup brings us a lot of warmth and joy.
It is supposed to warm up that day. The sun's coming out. It's
Yeah.
spring.
Pretty sure
Like,
it's going to be like a 30 degree swing.
Canada's thawing out. Canada's like got spring fever probably this Thursday once that sun hits and that warm weather hits. So like, the vibes are matching up. Nothing can bring us down except for a loss to the USA, in which case I will be retiring from all public events for weeks to come.
Until the playoffs.
Yeah. Shall we wrap it up?
Speaking of hibernating, I would like to shout out to our friend and Bits listener who had a baby bear today.
Yeah. Shout out Bear William, born today. Born
Yep,
today? Yeah.
born today.
So,
Welcome to the Biddies, and we can't wait to meet you.
yeah, baby bit.
Okay,
All right.
well, we rambled on no problemo without Quinn. Have a good rest of your week. Go Canada, go. See you on another time.
See you on another time.